Welcome back to Psukei Hadaf. This is Rabbi Yaakov Trump. We are learning Brachos Daf Zion today. The topic for today is Mesha's Rebellion. On Daf Zion and Brachos, we have 51 Psukim in total, and the Pasuk that we're going to be focusing on today can be found on Zion Amud Beis, which is from Melachim Beis, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Here's how the Pasuk reads. Vayomir Yehoshaphat. Yehoshaphat said, Ha'ein poi novi la'Hashem. Is there no prophet to God here? That we can ask him what Hashem wants. And one of the servants of the king of Israel said, here is Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who poured water onto the hands of Eliyahu. What the Gemara uses this pasuk to mean is to show that Shimusha is gadol milimuda. It is more important for a person to serve a Talmid Chacham than to simply learn from them. What is the actual context of the story? So it is interesting, we're living at a time where although the Northern Kingdom and the Southern Kingdom have split away from each other at this point in time in Tanakh, this is one of the unique times where there is actually an alliance between them. So the king of the South is a person by the name of Yehoshaphat. He is the king of Yehuda. And he had an alliance with Ahav in the North. Once Ahav was killed in war, Yehoshaphat continues the alliance with his son, whose name is Yehoahaz. And both the north and the south are joining together at this point in time in a rebellion which is in the east. In the east was one of their vassal states. They were taxing Moab. Moab was a subsidiary state. And at this point in time, we're told by Tanakh, Vayivsha melech Moab b'melech Yisrael. When Ahav dies, the king of Moab, now Vayivsha, which means to say he rebelled against the taxpayer that they were paying taxes to, which is Israel. So Israel and Yehuda come out together, they pull the forces of Edom into this battle, and this triumvirate now fights against Moab. But before they go out to battle, Yehoshaphat wants to check, is there no Navi here? And the reason why he's asking this is because in the south, in Yehuda, they are serving Hashem. In the north, it's not as clear. There are many idols that they are serving as well, unfortunately, and it's therefore less of a concern, which is why Yehoshaphat has to ask, is there really a Navi over here who is a Navi of Hashem? Of the Shem Havaya that I'm looking for. At which point, Elisha is brought forth, and this is when he is identified with his resume being that he was the one who poured water onto the hands of Eliyahu. He asks that music be played for him. It's interesting, Elisha is primarily a prophet to the Northern Kingdom, which is why he is a little affronted by being asked by Yehoshaphat, the king of the south, about this. But nonetheless, he tells them about a miracle which is about to occur, about the valley turning into pools, and there's an incredible victory which occurs over here with a little bit of a twist at the end about the king of Edom. Nonetheless, we hear what is interesting about this episode in Tanakh is that we also have an outside source outside of Tanakh which corroborates this exact incident. And that is, there is an item called the Mesha Stele. Stele is simply a way of describing a stone which has an inscription upon it. And in 1868, it was discovered in Divan. And one of the explorers at that point in time, Charles Clement Ganao, heard that there was a missionary who discovered this large stone there. And he went off and he sent somebody to make a copy of it, which means to say they put a large piece of paper over it. And they rub a hard item across that to be able to create the inscription. What happened was, unfortunately, that the locals thought that this was being stolen from them by this colonizer, and the local inhabitants broke the stone before he was able to fully inscribe it, and they were able to reconstruct what they had from that paper afterwards, and they have most of the stone, but there's a number of pieces which are still missing. So in that cuneiform inscription on the stone, we have what the king of Moab, whose name was Mesha, actually says, and he describes his perspective. And in the third line he says, Omri was the king of Israel, this is translated into English, and he oppressed Moab for many years, for Chemosh was angry with his land, and his son succeeded him, that's Ahav, and he said, he too, I will oppress Moab. In my days he did so, but I looked down on him and on his house, and Israel has gone to ruin. Yes, it has gone to ruin forever. Omri has taken possession of the whole land of Medva, which he lived there for his days and the half of the days of his son, 40 years. But Chemosh restored it in my days, and I built Baal Ma'on, and I made it a water reservoir, and I built Kiriatayim. Which means to say, he is describing this same stage of history in which he rebels against Israel after the death of Ahav, which is precisely what the Pesukim are telling us. This is just giving us a little more fuller perspective appreciating this episode in Tanakh. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.